Importance of pure air. Some invalids refuse to be convinced of the great importance of having a constant supply of pure air. For fear of taking cold, they willfully persist in living from year to year in an atmosphere almost destitute of vitality. It is impossible for such to have a healthy circulation. The skin is debilitated, and they become sensitive to any change in the atmosphere. The first suggestion of cold brings out additional clothing, and the heat of the room is increased. The next day they require a little more heat, and a little more clothing, in order to feel perfectly warm, and thus they humor every changing feeling until they have but little vitality left. If those who can, would engage in some active employment, instead of adding to their clothing or raising the temperature of an already overheated room, they would generally forget their chilly sensations, and would receive no harm. For feeble lungs, an overheated atmosphere is very injurious. Winter is a season to be dreaded by those who are obliged to be with these invalids. It is not only winter out of doors, but dreary indoors. Under the plea that the air affects their lungs and head, these victims of a diseased imagination shut themselves up in the house and close the windows. They expect to take cold from the least exposure, and they do. Have we not proved it? They will argue, and no amount of reasoning can make them believe that they do not understand the philosophy of the whole matter. It is true that they do take cold when exposed, but it is because their course has made them as tender as babies, and they cannot endure anything. Yet they live on with windows and doors closed, hovering over the stove, and enjoying their misery. Why will not such try the effect of judicious outdoor exercise? Many have been taught that night air is positively injurious to health, and therefore must be excluded from their rooms. One autumn evening I was traveling in a crowded car. The exhalations from so many lungs and bodies rendered the atmosphere very impure, and caused a sickening sensation to come over me. I raised my window, and was enjoying the fresh air, when a lady in earnest, imploring tones, cried out, "Do put down that window. You will take cold and be sick, the night air is so unhealthful." I replied, "Madam, we have no other air than night air, in this car or out of it. If you refuse to breathe the night air, you must stop breathing. In the cool of the evening it may be necessary to guard against chilliness by extra clothing, but there should be a free circulation of pure air through the room during sleeping hours. The free air of heaven, by day or night, is one of the richest blessings we can enjoy. Fresh air will purify the blood, refresh the body, and help to make it strong and healthy. The invigoration produced will be reflected upon the mind, imparting to it tone and clearness, as well as a degree of composure and serenity. It gives a healthful stimulus to the appetite, renders the digestion of food more perfect, and induces sound, sweet sleep. Living in close, ill-ventilated rooms weakens the system, makes the mind gloomy, the skin sallow, and the circulation feeble. The blood moves sluggishly, digestion is retarded, and the system is rendered peculiarly sensitive to cold. One should so accustom himself to fresh, cool air that he will not be affected by slight changes of temperature. Of course, he should be careful not to sit in a draft or in a cold room when weary, or when in a perspiration. Many labor under the mistaken idea that if they have taken cold, they must carefully exclude the outside air, and increase the temperature of the room until it is excessively hot. But the system of one suffering with cold is deranged, the pores are closed by waste matter, and there is more or less inflammation of the internal organs, because the blood has been chilled back from the surface, and thrown upon them. At this time, of all others, the lungs should not be deprived of pure air. Judicious exercise would induce the blood to the surface, and thus relieve the internal organs. The power of the will is a great help in resisting cold, and giving energy to the nervous system. To deprive the lungs of air, is like depriving the stomach of food. Air is the food that God has provided for the lungs. Welcome it, cultivate a love for it, as a precious boon of heaven.